And there was no place for them to go. They couldn't get off of the road and wouldn't have if they could. And we trailed them suckers till we got about halfway between Hardy and Mammoth Springs. And they crossed a creek up there they call Otter Creek. And they just spread out there and camped. Now they had wagons and some old buggies, and they led their cows along with them, their Shetland ponies along with them. The kids were walking. Billy goats, they had everything imaginable along there with them. So when they spread out to camp, we got by. But I bet you that it took us 3 hours to go the 18 miles from Hardy to Mammoth Springs.
Oh, behind the gypsies. Mm-hmm.
Well, we better quit on that.
Those gypsies.
Oh,
we'll say goodnight to you. And
one thing before you go, because I just backed up and realized I left out something. I want you to name some of these, rivers and ditches and things around here. Just give some of the names. Of
down in my part of the
right,
country. Well, we're due west of St. Francis River. We're about 4 miles as a crow flies.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
It's only about 4 miles straight across to the St. Francis River. And then we have a Big Bay Ditch. It's between us and Truman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Little Bay Ditch is the ditch you cross just before you get to Hurgit,
mm-hmm.
going to Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little ditch just below Bay is what they call Boren Slough.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the sloughs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only three ditches that would be right close to us.
Mm-hmm.
Over close to the Lake City Highway, there's one they call Maple Slough Ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's as far as we should go, I reckon. Get on over around Lake City, I know some more. There's one they call
Cuckleburr,
and one at Buffalo Ditch, and there's Caney Island Ditch,
mm-hmm.
there's Whistle Ditch.
Oh, that's great. You ditch them all, man.
My great grandfather.
Oh, well, this is the one that your great
grandfather.
1891, see? Oh. Beautiful.
See, I'll tell you about the peculiar ink.
The ink, uh-huh. it's a brown looking.
It's ends how they wrote them back then.
Oh, it's beautiful writing though. You know, it's really pretty. Look at that
uh-huh.
on that W there. Mm-hmm. The way he did that fancy thing on
he
there.
He was
like
the county judge of the St. Clair County at the time that he.
That time that he wrote that.
This letter.
Oh, that.
You might like to see that. And this is a marriage license for my dad and mother. Look.
Oh,
I like those.
Oh yeah, isn't that
much
pretty?
Prettier than today's?
Aren't they pretty? And look at that picture on there.
That.
Uh-huh. I like that too. St. Clair County, 1890.
That's been quite a while,
isn't
it?
Oh, it sure has.
Now, I won't take up the time to let you read this, but this is something I'm going to give you.
Oh, good.
And what it is, you know, we're in our bicentennial
year. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they asked the mayors or the school superintendents or anyone that's has anything to do with public life
mm-hmm.
or even an individual, if
mm-hmm.
they wanted to write something
mm-hmm.
to be used during the next 100 years. What they're going to do down on the banks of the Arkansas River, they're going to have a sort of a tomb or something there, and they're going to store all the data that they get, see? And then in the year of 2076, it's going to be opened, see?
Oh, I see.
And I wrote a letter as if I was a town of Bay speaking.
Oh, see? You did?
Yeah.
And so you gave them that?
And sent that, and then I wrote as the mayor of Bay.
Oh,
to,
so you wrote two different letters.
So if you want to take time to read this part of it, why, do so, and you might want to comment on it. And